This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
here? You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
He's insulting my integrity, Bob.
Limits, the show is yours. It's time for the Limitless Express.
All right, let's do it. Let's jump aboard with something that George Pickens had to say, Bob.
Uh-oh.
How about this? George Pickens saying, I'm not worried about touches. I'm focused on winning. Do you believe George Pickens, Bob? Is he focused on winning or is he focused on himself and his own production?
I think he knows what's at stake for him this season. I've said this repeatedly. One of the reasons I would have kept him around, because I would have bet that he'd be a good soldier in there and just do his thing and try to get as much out of his team and also himself so he can get a big contract, or at least a bigger one than he may be on track for right now. So, no, so far, so good down there. But we'll see. He didn't get all that much and didn't have a good performance in this game one, I thought. He knows he has to do it. So am I surprised he said that? No. Do I believe it? No.
Of course I don't believe it. Are you crazy? I know I'm not insulting you, Limits, but...
You're insulting my integrity.
To whoever thinks that he is being serious, you don't know anything about his history in the NFL. That will... Unless things go great and he's getting targeted left and right and flourishing there, that thing's going to blow up in Dallas sooner or later.
Or it doesn't, and he gets what he has, and then he leaves after 1 year to some other offer. That's what I bet on with him. And I know it's a risky bet because of who he is. But I know that also money, when you have that carrot dangling out there and there's money at the end of it, that's the one thing. I have always, if I were a GM, I would want players who are playing for their future money.
Next.
Bo Nix had a rough day. Your guy, Joe.
Did he ever.
Two interceptions against the Titans in
How
that
about
game
your
in
guy,
Denver?
J.J. McCarthy, who's not your guy that you ripped, Limits?
Yep, he played an incredible first three quarters, huh? With like 100 yards total
passing.
Guess
what? When it ramped up the most, guess who delivered?
He's ripping J.J. McCarthy,
you can't rip him.
Bob.
If anything, you have
he
to credit him.
He won the game, Limits, in the fourth quarter.
He had a very good fourth quarter. I will give J.J. McCarthy credit for that.
Well, how many games did Ben Roethlisberger not play well for three quarters and then win it in the fourth? Does that mean he played a bad game?
No, I don't know, Joe. It's his first game. It's the only game that we've been able to evaluate for J.J. McCarthy.
Were you impressed with J.J. McCarthy?
No, I was not. I was impressed with Kevin O'Connell and the most that he's able to get out of that offense.
Wow. Wait a minute. He threw for two. He ran for one. He was, I thought, really.
He was
managing.
Awful the first three quarters.
Okay, who cares?
But, so you're
that shouldn't
saying,
matter.
You're saying
it
that
doesn't, it
Caleb
doesn't matter.
Williams, in your view, Caleb Williams had a better game than J.J. McCarthy because he started fast. He was 10 for his first 10.
Yeah, he was good in the first two quarters. Did he have a better game?
Did he have an overall better game? Yes. Did he perform better in the key moments that mattered? No.
No, so what makes it a better game then? That's the whole point. It's crunch moments that define you, especially in the NFL as a quarterback. It can't be start 10 for 10 and end up 4 for 16.
McCarthy did some good things in the fourth quarter. I won't deny that. I do worry, though, if I was like a Vikings fan, are we getting the fourth quarter J.J. McCarthy, or are you getting the J.J. McCarthy that was the first three quarters when you play tougher competition?
But that was his first game as an NFL starter.
Correct.
I think you learned a lot about his moxie and the fact that he was a national championship quarterback.
Haven't we also seen other quarterbacks have good debuts where they're able to lead a touchdown drive in the fourth quarter? How many did Kenny Pickett have his first year? You know, whether it be against the Raiders, whether it be against Baltimore, where everybody was celebrating the achievements.
That's a good point by limits.
I'm just not
it?
Crowning
it is, but I'm just
J.J. McCarthy
to you,
as an answer.
Nobody's saying you're
crown,
crowning
just
him.
Whether or not you liked his performance, and I loved it because when it matters most, he stepped up.
Go ahead.
Caleb Williams was worse as the game went on when they needed him to be J.J. McCarthy.
I deserve the Bo Nix criticism that you have levied. Please continue.
I just want your thoughts on Bo Nix. Is this a reason to be concerned for Nix with his performance?
It's one game, Limits, and they won the game, I might add.
Okay, so if it's one game and he won the game, should we be just flaunting over J.J. McCarthy, even though it was just one game and he came back? He won the game, too.
It's year two. That's
yes,
the only
I
difference.
Said I was impressed with J.J. What is going on here, Bob?
So we're not overreacting to Bo Nix, but we are overreacting to J.J. McCarthy and the great outing that he had in the fourth quarter?
Now you're doing a brain teaser, and I can't wrap my mind around it. Let's take these separately. J.J. McCarthy's first NFL game, I was wildly impressed that he overcame a slow start and won the game in the fourth quarter. Bo Nix had a great rookie year, and he's off to a one-game slow start here. I'm not worried about him, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
They won the game. He still went, 25 or 40, something like that. And you know, in the end, yes, he did. He had two picks. But I'm not worried. No, he's my MVP, and I'm staying with him.
Your
Limits.
MVP pick?
Yeah. Did we not do that together?
No, I was not here for that.
Who's your MVP pick? Josh Allen?
Yes.
Good pick.
Win it back to back.
No, it's Baker Mayfield.
You picked Baker. Oh yeah, you did pick Baker Mayfield.
I think he's going to be an MVP of the league.
I think he's got a lot of numbers.
I'm trying to make money too, and I want better odds.
Well, Bob, I hope you didn't pick Brock Purdy. He's expected to miss 2 to 5 weeks now with a toe injury for San Francisco. Oh. This is not
turf
good.
Toe? What is it? What's going on with him?
Yeah, so he was hurt in the game against Seattle. He did play the whole game, and he seemed like he was going to ultimately be okay, but his toe is causing him problems that he's expected to miss the next couple of games, and it could stretch to as much as 5 weeks. They have not placed him on injured reserve yet, but that is a possibility. Mac Jones is the backup quarterback.
Isn't it funny how these former number one picks like Zach Wilson, like Mac Jones, and the list goes on and on. They're still somewhere, but it's so hard to find the next quarterback. It just really is.
Man, I picked the Niners to make the playoffs this year because of their schedule. And they still have a ton of talent, and they are 1-0, but
I worry about them.
I worry about them. Yes, I did pick the Cardinals to win that division, and I'm quite proud of that, Bob.
It's only one game, Joe.
I know. Next.
I picked the 49ers to not be very good this year. And the Cowboys, those are my two. They're going to be a lot worse than people expect teams. Chris Boswell wins AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Joe. 56-yard field goal. 60-yard field goal.
Keep going.
I'll let you finish your thought there.
No. A yawning attack.
Oh, my God.
Should Chris Boswell, like, legitimately go back to the Steelers and say, hey, maybe you should actually give me a little sweetener like they gave Cam Hayward?
No, he's going to get his money at the end of this year. He'll be the highest paid kicker in the game.
Yeah, but what if he gets hurt?
Yeah, Bob, but what if he gets hurt?
He can't do it now. They don't do it, and they didn't do it. They're not going to just do it.
Should they have done it?
I would have done it, but then it goes against their policy, and that's why they didn't do it. So,
no, their policies.
But honestly, this money that we're talking about for kickers is nowhere near what we're talking about with other players. It's a no-brainer when it comes up.
Wait a second. How much is Cam Hayward making this year?
Well, he already got 13.5, and he has some incentives that could bring it to 18 now.
That reminds me, at 1 o'clock, we're getting into Cam Hayward's incentive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, but kickers, what's the highest? Is Kyle, what's his name? The guy?
22.
Tucker. Justin Tucker. What is his?
Because he was the number Harrison one guy. Butker is at 6'4".
Okay.
So you're right. So I think Boswell will get to 7 or 8.
Whatever. To me, that's a no-brainer for how important he is. You can make the argument he was the MVP of the league.
What if he gets hurt,
MVP
Bob?
Of his team. That's all part of it. What are you going to do?
Cry. Next.
Yeah, Boswell is making $5 million per year. So Washington and Green Bay is the Thursday night football game that can be heard right here on the Fan, the NFL, and Westwood One beginning at 7:30. Joe, what do you make of this matchup? Two good quarterbacks. We both picked Jordan Love to win MVP last year. He was hurt. A lot of people picking Jaden Daniels to win it in year two for Washington.
I think this is a spicy Thursday night game, Bob, and I'm going to be riveted. I'm going to watch it as soon as I take Chick-fil-A to my daughter's volleyball game. Well, I'll watch her game first. I'm still having troubles with this.
You may never get
it. I can't get a hold of a human being at the Chick-fil-A.
They may lose a volleyball game because of Chick-fil-A.
And then I go to the catering section. I try to follow the rules. My computer freezes or theirs. It has to be easier than this, Bob, to make a bulk
order. Why can't people just do it the old-fashioned
answer
way?
Answer the phone.
I don't understand.
Park.
They should have people answering phones.
Yes, they should. And I realize they're busy. But what do they need? I mean, they do a pretty good business, Bob. It's pretty brisk.
Right.
But this is 30 more sandwiches, maybe with fries and nuggets, too.
You're going to have to show up, Joe, and just say, hey, may I please place a very large order?
Should I pull rank here and use Bob's name?
I think you should.
No,
yes.
That won't
Can
work.
I?
They'd be very disappointed if they did not treat Bob Pompeani well.
What if I said I'm ordering these
First
for
of
Bob
all,
Pompeani?
If they knew that you were the person ringing that phone and they're not answering, they would change immediately. It's Joe Starkey.
They would
what?
Not.
It's Joe
for
Starkey.
For you, they would. Mm-mm. I'm going to go there and say I'm ordering this for Bob Pompiani's graduation party.
They would
party.
Have no idea.
What's he graduating from?
The Fan.
He's graduating from the Fan? Where are we sending Bob off to? What college
know.
Is he going to?
Where did you go? You went to Point Park, didn't you?
I went to Penn State first, and then I transferred to Point Park because I needed to do something that was in the city that I thought can pave a way for an opportunity.
So Point Park has produced some wonderful Pittsburgh luminaries, including my wife.
Absolutely.
And Tom McMillan.
Mike DeCourcy is from
DeCourcy.
There. Dennis Miller, do you remember him? He went there.
What's Dennis Miller up to these days?
I don't
days?
Know. I haven't seen him. I mean, he had a pretty good career going there, and I don't know what's happened. I haven't seen his name anywhere.
Did Monday Night Football ruin his career?
You remember how many people they trotted out Monday Night? Tony
I enjoyed him,
was,
yeah.
He was on there. They were trying real hard, but honestly, it comes down to the games, too. I think if you have a really exciting game, I think people are, you know, does it matter who's calling? Does Tom Brady have to be there? If it's a dog game, it does not matter. If it's a good game, it does not matter. As long as they're competent in what they do, and I think most of them are.
May I inject a college football thing here, Limits?
Please.
First, I'll tell people it's sunny today and a high of Plexico Burris, a low of Nick Herbig. That's 80 and 51. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. 13 players from 6 schools involved in gambling schemes, according to the NCAA. This is men's college basketball, and it's Eastern Michigan, Temple, Arizona State, New Orleans, North Carolina A&T, and Mississippi Valley State. Bob, that's a pretty big scandal, no?
Yeah, that's a very big scandal. Not a little.
What's going to happen here?
I don't know.
So betting accounts associated with a gambling ring under federal investigation. Is this all related? Or are these separate? Have you seen this story, Limits?
No, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Me too. It's the first. I heard somebody talk about it. I didn't hear any details.
The violations include athletes betting on and against their own teams, sharing information with third parties for purposes of betting, knowingly manipulating scoring or game outcomes, and or refusing to participate in the enforcement staff's investigation. This is some serious, serious stuff.
I'm not surprised the way it's going. No, you're going to have incidents like this. I was surprised. Are we done with a Limitless Express or not?
It's all yours, Bob.
No, yeah, I wanted to ask. Please. You may get to this.
Soliloquize.
No, it's Jalen Carter and it's Lamar Jackson. And the two interactions they had, one with a player, Jalen.
Let's do that at the top of the hour.
Because I don't know about you. I'll tell you what I think.
Tell me what you think at the top of the hour.
Okay, we'll
I like both those topics. I hope we agree. Actually, I hope we disagree. We're going to talk about that at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.